so that they know the truth and know that we're operating above board here.
And the end game for all of this, for Americans who are watching and wondering, well, why the president's son? You laid out a little bit there. If the son is doing something untoward and illegal using the father's name, that could make him, I mean, it brings in extortion, all sorts of things against the president. Makes him vulnerable.
Right. It implicates the president. Let me paint the picture for you. For example, when you started this interview talking about the so-called alleged ethical agreement that was had between the White House and Hunter Biden, and the gallerist said it didn't exist, at least initially. And so this White House has continually had no ethics. They have continually lied every time they've been asked about Hunter Biden's business dealings, lied about China paying the Biden family. Everything that we have alleged has come true here, which is why we need to get to it to the fullest extent of the law.
Indeed. Nancy Mace, she is a rising star in the Republican Party. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a few minutes. Also, you'll hear from John Cornyn talking about the Biden fix, the illegal immigration that's going on right now. He's got some ideas on how to fix it. We'll get to that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Vegas Golden Knights have won back-to-back games for the first time since they won four straight in early December. BGK opened up a four-goal lead through the first two periods against the New York Rangers last night and cruised to the 5-1 win. They're now 3-1 on the five-game homestand, which they'll wrap up tomorrow night against the Pittsburgh Penguins. UNLV men's basketball will try to improve on their 2-2 record in the Mountain West when they play at Colorado State tonight. The Lady Rebels are making a run at their third straight NC2A tournament appearance. They'll host New Mexico tomorrow afternoon at Cox Pavilion, 2 o'clock tip-off. And the LA Lakers host the Brooklyn Nets tonight. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 7:15.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
We still haven't beaten COVID-19. Its new strain has caused an alarming increase in hospitalizations. Give superpowers to your family with updated vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna that reduce the risk of serious illness and hospitalization. Remember, you can vaccinate your children as early as 6 months of age. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org and get them vaccinated. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Woo! Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Got a lot of braking on the way into Henderson now on the eastern freeway, 95 southbound, approaching Flamingo is where the accident is. Southbound 95 before Flamingo. Only reported accident now on the freeways. Had a problem at the Southern Beltway interchange. What's left of that is just one Nevada State Police trooper there on the connection ramp from 15 northbound to get over to 215 westbound. Otherwise, all clear, though, on the Beltway now. Mostly cloudy skies. Today's high stopping in the low 60s. It's 48 degrees right now, and a really good chance of rain over the next several days starting tomorrow. Could last through Monday evening. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local, everything you need to know to start your day. News, weather, traffic, sports, we've got it all for you, and all in one really nice package. Good to have you with us. Thanks for being a part of the show. One of the things that we like to do on Friday is let our hair down, feel good about things. We're going to do that right now because we're gonna do what we do every Friday. It's called the Friday Song.
What day is it? It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, you know what day it is. It is Friday. It's going to be a beautiful day. We're going to get some rain over the weekend. Life is pretty good. Life is real good. Oh, I just love that. I promised I'd let you hear from John Cornyn. He's a guy that I've interviewed over the course of the years. And in fact, I interviewed him a bunch when I worked in San Antonio, Texas, before I came to Las Vegas in 2011. But John Cornyn is a U.S. senator. He was on Fox. And he claims that the fix for our immigration problems is there. It's obvious to everybody. And in fact, John Cornyn was on Fox yesterday saying Biden could fix our illegal immigration situation in an instant, almost overnight. This was John Cornyn yesterday on Fox.
Everyone knows our immigration system is broken.
Right.
Okay. The first bill that we dropped, the first bill that we offered right after inauguration was to fix the immigration system. Do you think they've taken it up? No. We're in an election year, and the folks who want to return Donald Trump to the White House would prefer to talk about a broken immigration system instead of focusing on the solutions that are at hand.
Senator, I want to ask you to listen to one more thing. This is the radio show host Charlemagne the God. Interesting political interviewer. Watch what he has to say.
I have the privilege, man, of, doing morning radio and speaking to, working class people every single day. I've never seen, working class people who I interact with every day until this past year really, really, really express their frustration for the migrants. I think it's going to be a real big issue.
So is there an opportunity now with this bill, this border bill, Ukraine, Israel, and the border, to try to address some of these concerns in a meaningful way? Or is the bill that's on the table not really effective in changing anything, as some of your conservative colleagues would say?
Well, Kamala Harris neglected to say that Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House and Chuck Schumer was Majority Leader of the Senate when Joe Biden was elected president. So if they wanted to do something about it, they've had plenty of opportunity to do so. But really what they need to do is enforce the law that is currently on the books. The laws haven't changed since President Trump was president substantially. But in terms of the what's happening now in the negotiations on this large national security supplemental, including border provisions, my position is if we can make some progress, if we can put some tools in place that President Trump can use during his next term of office to help secure the border, and we can make things better in the interim, then I think it's worth having that discussion and that debate.
That's John Cornyn, U.S. Senator from Texas, a border state. He deals with this problem all the time, every time. When we come back, because this got me thinking. You know, we've started putting folks coming across the southern border onto airplanes, onto buses, sending them to Chicago, sending them to New York City, and we've got one more really interesting solution to the problem that has nothing to do with busing anybody anywhere or flying anybody anywhere. We'll talk about that, and we'll hear from the governor of the great state of Louisiana. And he's got a novel approach to this thing that I have not heard until now. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball. But if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com.
and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I never meant to be so bad to you.
I agree with John Cornyn. To be honest with you, I agree with John Cornyn, the Texas senator, that we've got the solution to our illegal immigration crisis, our border crisis that's going on right now, every day, 24/7. Folks are coming across our southern border, and it's gone beyond just being a crisis. It has gone to really become a national security issue. Fentanyl coming across our border. Who knows what is coming across, you know, bombs, all kinds of things, nukes that could come across our southern border, all kinds of things like that. And I agree with John Cornyn that we've got the solution. And Joe Biden could fix this in a nanosecond, but he doesn't. Now, I've got a governor from the state of Louisiana by the name of Jeff Landry. And he was on Fox yesterday, and I saw this, and I said, man, this is the way to go. This is a great idea. Jeff Landry, the new governor of the state of Louisiana, is ready to send the feds a bill for illegal immigration. I mean, this is something that I know the folks in New York want to do and the folks in Chicago want to do, but here's a Republican that is saying, I'm ready to send a bill to the Biden administration. This was Jeff Landry yesterday on Fox.
You've been trying to crunch the numbers, just what your state is doing, dealing with all of this and paying for. What have you discovered?
That's correct. No, we actually just put out an executive order now that we've gained full control of the governorship here in Louisiana so that we can calculate actually the cost of an open border policy by Joe Biden and them on our state taxpayers, all so that we can calculate it and send him a bill. Because if you take just in our prison system, how many illegal and undocumented aliens have crossed the border, then committed a crime in Louisiana under which we have to send them through our penal system, and then we have to house them in our prison, and that's prison space that we should be using for the citizens that break our laws anyhow. And we want to send the federal government a bill. We want to be able to collect that data. And so we put out an executive order this week so that our agencies can start to collect that data.
All right. Now, would you say that Republicans who have supposedly been working with him or trying to work with him and he with them, that nothing came of that? Isn't it on them as well?
Yeah, look, I mean, this border policy is completely out of control. Just, again, for the American people out there, think about this. Our federal government right now has basically blown the front door off of our home and said anybody can come in. However, if you come in, you can't work, you don't have any other particular rights, but the taxpayers are going to absolutely fund your living in our country free of charge. And so the taxpayers right now are bearing all of the burden for this border policy. Look, there's a process under which America welcomes migrants in, right? And there's a process under which they can become citizens, and then they can go to work, and then they can pay taxes, and those taxes support the services that we all enjoy. But right now, they are letting thousands upon thousands, hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of people in and telling them, you come in, don't worry, the American citizens are going to foot your way of life. And then, by the way, let's think about who they're letting in. Think about the criminals. Think about the people that are trafficking women, children, the drugs, the arms.
No, no, all your points are well taken, Governor. But let me ask you about what the governor of Texas has to deal with right now and whether you agree he's going too far or not doing enough. The feds are angry that he is essentially saying, look, I'm going to try to have my deputy, my sheriffs, handle a lot of these arrests and process these people, send them back. Then there's this separate effort where he takes, you know, responsibility from the federal government at some areas of the border to sort of regroup some of the same migrants so that they can go back south. Now, a lawsuit probably waiting on the latter. He's already facing several lawsuits for the former. You're coming in as a new governor. You're dealing with these sort of things. Would you ever entertain the kind of things that he's entertaining if it got that out of control for you?
Well, look, I think what Governor Abbott is doing is absolutely correct. I mean, think about it, Neil. At what point do states, if the federal government is going to be absent of it, if they're going to just say, we're going to just let these people in and they're going to walk right into that particular state and then commit all kind of crimes. And then, look, there's a federal statute that says that if you are found in this country illegally and you commit a certain list of crimes, the law says you should automatically be deported. And yet the federal government and Joe Biden refused to even do that. What are these governors supposed to do?
A great, great question. That's Jeff Landry, the governor of the great state of Louisiana, on with Neil Cavuto yesterday. And I think that's a novel approach. And I would say the same thing to Governor Lombardo. Let's tally up what illegal immigration is costing our state, and let's send a bill to the Biden administration. Let's find out how much money we're actually spending on illegal immigrants in the state of Nevada. And I would be willing to bet, I haven't seen anything in print, but I would be willing to bet it is a large amount of money. Is it in the tens of millions? Don't know. But it wouldn't surprise me. When you start talking about Medicaid and all kinds of other things that are involved with taking care of illegals. Our schools. How much money are our schools spending on illegal immigrants? Think about that for a minute. Stay where you are. When we come back, coming up about 7:05, Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, a candidate for Congress, he is just back from our southern border. I was there 6 months ago. He was just there recently. We'll talk with him about his impressions of what he found at our southern border. We'll see if it is similar to what I faced. And I will tell you, when I was there, it was an eye-opening experience. Meeting with Border Patrol agents, meeting with Catholic Charities and different entities, small business people that live and work along our southern border and how they're being impacted. All of that was just eye-opening for me. We'll talk about that with David Flippo, he'll join us at 7:05, and we'll get a chance to visit with him about his impressions of our southern border and how we fix what's broken. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric, Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
On this Friday, it is very interesting to understand why Donald Trump won so big in Iowa and is leading by huge margins in all the polls. And here is the reason. About 2 years ago, the far left made the calculation that they could damage Donald Trump in the American court system, both civil and criminal. So you saw in New York State, charges leveled against Trump for his business dealings, for Stormy Daniels, in Georgia for election interference, state charge, in Florida for classified documents, and then in Washington, D.C. for something related to January 6th. Well, what do all of these cases have in common? They are all being run by far left people. And that is by design. We'll throw so many things at Trump that we will destroy him in the process. He will collapse under the weight. Well, it didn't happen because Republican, traditional, conservative Americans know the fix is in. And they actually sympathize with Donald Trump. Back in a moment. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We talk a lot on this show about how elections have consequences, and so we are making it our business to vet candidates for all kinds of different offices, local, state, national. And we're going to get a chance to hear from Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo. He's just back from the southern border, and we'll find out what he found and if it's consistent with what I found when I was there 5 or 6 months ago. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcast.